now, further backstage, we meet Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas as they continue to unravel the mystery of Doug and Bob McKenzie.
Somebody correct that. It's Bob and Doug. It doesn't matter. They're brothers, and either one can have the top billing. I like to go alphabetical.
I'm not speaking through this whole thing.
Me for Bob. Why?
Such a jerk. No, go ahead. No, you do it all.
They want you to be yourself. Not Doug McKenzie yet.
I'm not being Doug McKenzie.
Oh.
You, however, are being Bob.
Not at all.
Numero uno, premier the first, air hog.
All right, go ahead. Dave Thomas. And now across America, Dave Thomas will explain the origin of Bob and Doug McKenzie, which was my idea. Go, Dave.
Good evening and welcome to Air Hogs. My guest tonight is Rick Moranis.
Folks, we are still aware of the question, how did Bob and Doug get started? And I'm going to ask Dave Thomas to explain it to you. Dave?
About 2 years ago, when we were doing the syndicated half-hour version of the SCTV show up in Canada, our producer came into the writing offices when we were working on the show.
I'm on the moon.
Okay.
And, I'm gone. I'm not here, folks.
See, he really is an air hog, even though he throws the legitimate question.
I could as it's an in-joke. Go ahead. Yeah. It's the third season. We're waiting.
The Canadian shows were 2 minutes longer because there were 2 minutes more commercials in the American versions. And our producer asked us for the Canadian versions to come up with Canadian content. And we thought this was some kind of a sad joke because we were Canadians doing the show in Canada. How much more Canadian content do they want? We said, well, what do you want? Do you want us to throw up a map of Canada, put toques, that's knit hats, on our heads, fry up back bacon, drink beer, and say, good day, how's it going, eh? And they said, yeah, that'll be fine. So that's how Bob and Doug got born. It started as a joke, and then we started to get mail on it, and
we thought we'd do a couple of them for the shows, and then we started to get mail, so we kept doing them. And actually, the first time we did it, we did about 30 of them, and we just rattled them off. It took about 2 hours in the studio, and most of them were unacceptable for air.
The ones that you initiated were unacceptable. The ones
Doug
that
McKenzie
I initiated. And now, a brief musical interlude.
Okay,
my background is succinctly and cleanly put this way. I did a degree in English literature, after which time I got a job as a copywriter in an ad agency and worked there for a year and a half. And then I quit and got into the Second City stage show.
And then did the show, and here he is.
And did the television show.
When I was in high school, I was working part-time at a radio station, and then I wound up on the air, and I was in and out of university while producing contests at a radio station. And I got kind of bored with that and started performing comedy with a partner live around Toronto, and that's actually where I first met Dave. He was performing on the same bill. He's asleep now, but it's just a ploy. It's just a ploy to get me off the air and him on the air, folks. That's not snoring. It's the sound of a hog. And then I did stand up, and then I got on the show. Okay, go ahead.
This is Dave Thomas speaking to you from the planet Malabar. Also a great costuming house.
A Winchester 30-30 being fired into a canyon.
By a moron.
And now, a pistol being loaded.
Guns, chamber guns, beams. More guns.
All right, you want something different?
Do some cars, do some dogs.
Go. What are you laughing at? It's party time. Go.